This is Govern America. Govern America.
And while the rest of the nation is still sleeping, they'll be bidding America goodbye.
Just south of the Great Lakes capital city, covering all of North America via satellite, AM and FM stations all across the country, and live and archived on the World Wide Web. This is the second hour of Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. Nancy Levan is here as well. It continues to be the 21st of March, 2015, and we are in spring. It's good to have you with us here, as we are here every Saturday, and we hope you'll spread the word about this broadcast, because that's how we grow, ladies and gentlemen. Give them the website. Tell them to check these people out, and please bring people with you, because we need a larger audience. We need to reach more people. We need to spread the message about freedom throughout the land. While time, you know, because here's the thing: it's a numbers game. Everything that we do always boils down to numbers, ladies and gentlemen. You know, there's more of us than there are of them, and people need to be active and involved on a state and local level, because that's where this battle is going to be lost or won. And speaking of state and local level, I'm glad to see that Mitch McConnell, believe it or not, the congressperson actually making the right noises, apparently, he's urging the states to help thwart Obama's war on coal. Did you see this, Nancy?
Yes.
The Senator Mitch McConnell of Kentucky has begun an aggressive campaign to block President Obama's climate change agenda in state houses and courtrooms across the country, arenas far beyond Mr. McConnell's official reach and authority. But that's okay. This is where it can make an impact. And again, we come back to the Environmental Protection Agency. The campaign of Mr. McConnell, the Senate Majority Leader, is aimed at stopping a set of Environmental Protection Agency regulations requiring states to reduce carbon pollution. And there's that term again from the New York Times. Carbon pollution. Ladies and gentlemen, carbon is not pollution. It's plant food. It's a necessary part of the environment. The more carbon you have in the atmosphere, CO2, the greener the earth becomes, and the more plants absorb, and the more they thrive. If you got rid of carbon, dioxide, you would not have, I mean, all life on earth would cease to exist, okay? Now, if there's any other pollution that you get, getting rid of pollution is a good thing. So if carbon dioxide was really pollution, then getting rid of it should be a good thing, right? But no, getting rid of carbon dioxide would cause all life on planet Earth to cease to exist, because all plants need carbon dioxide and people need plants. So it's a good balance. But these people are, this is one of those think tank terms in an attempt to deceive the masses. You hear carbon pollution, carbon pollution, carbon pollution. It sticks in your mind if it's repeated often enough. And they know this, and that's why they're doing it. So you got scumbag outfits like the New York Times putting carbon pollution in their articles because this is a talking point. Anyway, they say reduce carbon pollution from coal-fired power plants, the nation's largest source of greenhouse gas emissions. Once enacted, the rules could shutter hundreds of coal-fired plants and what Mr. Obama has promoted as a transformation of the nation's energy economy away from fossil fuels and toward sources like wind and solar power, which by the way, isn't going to happen, ladies and gentlemen. You only have so many places you can put solar power. You know, and it's like, where is that big giant solar power plant that's frying the birds? Is that out in the Nevada desert or the California desert? Anyway, I remember talking about that on the show, where they're frying all these birds in the air. They fly through there, and the intense concentration of the sun is it's so intense that it literally singes their wings, and they fall. Yeah, I mean, this is the green energy solution. much, much better than coal, right? Anyway, they say once enacted the rules, all right, I already said that. Anyway, Mr. McConnell, whose home state is one of the nation's largest coal producers, has vowed to fight the rules. So this is a good thing. I don't care what his motivation is. Whether it's a good motivation, bad motivation, he's doing the right thing in this case. People need to get on the horn with their state legislator, their governor's office. Give them hell. Keep the EPA out of our backyard. Keep the federal agencies out of our state. Reclaim our sovereignty. If enough people did this, the state reps would have to listen, ladies and gentlemen. People don't do it because people are too busy watching TV. They're too busy with their face in their smartphone. They're too busy Facebooking. They're too busy doing a million other things, sports. Let's do things that matter. Is it time enough yet? Have you been molested enough? Here's the question really everyone should be asked. Have you been molested enough by these scumbags that you're not willing, that you're willing? Are you willing yet to stand up to these bullies? See, this is one of the reasons why I'm doing this. I hate bullies. I've always hated bullies. And some of the biggest bullies there are in existence today is in the federal government. Have you been molested enough to take a stand? That's the question. Or at what point will you get molested enough to take a stand? Already they're making it where you can't live. Some people have, you know, you can't live. They already can't live. And many others are just barely holding on, and their knuckles are white. Obama can get on and make speeches about the, oh, all these people scraping to get into the middle class. So we need to require that they vote as a solution, because their voice needs to be heard, even if they don't want to express their voice. You know, are we going to have an Obamacare for the election system now? This is what we want to do for you at the federal government level. We have all these people without health insurance, so we're going to put a gun to your head and require you to go buy it. Thank you, federal government. So now we got people that don't vote, that choose not to vote. So what, are we going to put a gun to their head? Threaten them with imprisonment if they don't? This is tyranny, ladies and gentlemen.
Absolutely. It's exactly what it is.
What we're talking about here is nothing short of tyranny. And it's so in your face, so in your life, so all-encroaching. Greater and greater and greater all the time. And when will the people get outraged? You know, we've been doing this, God, I think I started broadcasting in 2004, filling in for Chris Gerner on his American expose. And I've done different broadcasts over the years. Finally, my broadcast ended up being Govern America. Started on another network in June of 2008, I was invited to come on Republic Broadcasting. So, we've been around for a long time, and we've been asking the same question for over 10 years. Really, even before that, because we were involved, we were active prior to doing broadcasting. And what one thing, Nancy, that has just boggled my mind. Ever since I've been paying attention, ever since my awakening, is the lack of outrage, the compliant sheep, and how willing they are to go to the slaughter.
Yep.
It's just astounded me.
I know.
How
it just,
people,
it does me too,
the American yeah. people. Were you going to say something?
No, it does. I feel exactly the same way. It just, I don't understand it.
Where is the outrage? You know, we have the Justice Department trying to start race riots. This Ferguson thing is still going on in Missouri. Again, New York Times. 20-year-old suspect was charged Sunday with shooting two police officers during a protest outside police headquarters in Ferguson, Missouri, on Thursday. Law enforcement officials said the man, Jeffrey Williams, claimed to have been targeting someone other than the officers and shot them by accident from inside a car. Mr. Williams was arrested late Saturday and charged with first-degree assault in connection with the shooting, which had ratcheted up tensions between the police and protesters here. With the gunman at large, the officers guarding the police station as demonstrations continued had concerns for their safety, while protesters criticized police officials for suggesting that the shooting was linked to them. My question is, why has this become an international issue? Are you aware that this is a three-block area? We're talking about a three-block area here. And yet, any time a tick farts in this three-block area, we hear about it internationally. Why, ladies and gentlemen? There are shootings in Chicago every day. There are shootings in other cities every day. There's police brutality all over the place. Why is a three-block area in Ferguson, Missouri, the subject of unmitigated attention internationally? If that doesn't tell you that this is an operation, nothing will. And we've covered on this broadcast in the past about how George Soros been involved in funding a lot of these uprisings, and we covered the Ferguson National Response, the organization where they're organizing world, you know, all nationwide, really worldwide, because it's even outside the United States of America. Eric Holder is very involved in this process, sticking his nose in this business. Ron down there, Ron Lemons, sent me a clip about this. This is the lieutenant governor. I want to play this. Now, this audio, for some reason, there's pieces of it, you know, it's choppy. It's almost like the recording device wasn't recording it properly. But I still think some of the things that the lieutenant governor had to say are worth hearing, because apparently he's going against the governor in this regard. He doesn't approve of what the governor is doing, which is kind of interesting that a lieutenant governor would come out against the governor. But that's apparently what's happening here. Listen to a little of what he had to say, because he's talking about Governor Peter Kinder.
Yes, the whole blow up of this protest movement was based on the lie of that never happened, of hands up, don't shoot. But it's bad enough the protesters were behaving that way, but we have a right to expect much more from the Attorney General, the head of the Justice Department of the United States, and the President of the United States. And instead, what we got too often from them was incitement of the mob and encouraging disorder in Ferguson and disrupting the peaceable going about of our daily lives in the greater St. Louis region. It's been enormously destructive and enormously hurtful. Ferguson is not a slum area. It is not even a declining area. It is a stable community filled with good people, solid businesses. It was actually experiencing something of a renaissance of businesses, small businesses. Rioting broke out before the 9th of August. And it's been an enormous injustice perpetrated upon the good citizens of Ferguson and the St. Louis region by an attorney general and a president who took one side in this.
Why? Why do you believe? Do you believe it's solely race? Do you believe it's a chip on their shoulder? Do you believe it's an agenda? Why do you believe this is the case, sir?
Well, we've never seen an administration like this. We've never seen a Department of Justice like this, staffed with radical, hard left radical leftist lawyers. They are not like any Justice Department in American history, and Eric Holder is unlike any previous attorney general. Many of them have spent most of their careers defending Black Panthers and other violent radicals and saying, as the president did so many times and in the clip you just quoted, that they have legitimate grievances that we must pay attention to. There are some legitimate grievances out there, and I will say that anything legitimately identified in the new report where reforms are needed, they're being made. We have had police officers dismissed. We've had other police officers disciplined. We've had the resignation of both the chief of police and the city manager, both last week, right before. At some point, that point has come.
Okay, I'll tell you what. I'm going to dump out of it now. Later on in the clip, he takes issue with the governor as well. But I think the important thing is some of the things that he was saying about Eric Holder and Obama and their support for radical groups. They're usurpers. They're usurpers, and they're involved, which they should not be involved. But they are attempting to start a race war. That's what I believe. They want people at each other's throats all the time so that we don't recognize who our real enemy is. You know, one other thing that I found interesting, Nancy, regarding Missouri, there is apparently a state auditor who was found dead, they're calling it an apparent suicide. And this guy's name is Tom Schweik, who had recently launched a Republican campaign for governor. They claim he fatally shot himself in what police described as an apparent suicide. But he did it minutes after inviting reporters to his suburban St. Louis home for an interview. I mean, who commits suicide minutes before inviting reporters into his house for a press conference? Very strange.
Yeah, how about that?
Anyway, moving along. We see the American Civil Liberties Union, which I call the American Communist Lawyers Union, because they were founded by communists. Have to point that out, ladies and gentlemen. Controlled opposition, in my view. Anyway, The Guardian points out that they're filing a new lawsuit over Obama's administration's drone kill list, which is a good thing. But, you know, are we going to be able to stop this stuff through the courts? Again, I come back to the fact that all of this stuff can be stopped at a state level through legislative action. States can reclaim their airspace. No, you're not allowed. Flying drones, federal drones, in our airspace is a felony. That's all they have to do. Pass a law making it a felony to fly federal drones in states' airspaces. And there you go. This isn't rocket science. Anyway, I'll tell you what. I got to take the break. Well, we're coming up on the break. I think I got a little time. Top civil liberties groups call for greater transparency regarding targeted killing program and how officials handle possibility of civilian deaths.
Yeah.
As the U.S. debates expanding its campaign against the Islamic State beyond Iraq and Syria, the U.S. Civil Liberties Group is intensifying its efforts to force transparency about lethal U.S. counterterrorism strikes and authorities. Now, this is very important. This is very important in light of the fact that we have this authorization for use of military force, which we covered on last week's broadcast. If you didn't hear that, I encourage you to go into the archives and get it, because they're talking now. He's seeking the authority basically to use drones and airstrikes anywhere he wants against ISIL and associated persons, but all they have to do is say anybody's an associated person. So you need to be aware of that, that this is mission creep in the war of terror upon the American people and the rest of the world. Got to take a quick time out. We'll be back in a moment. This is Govern America.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership, and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Woo! Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Welcome back to the broadcast. This is Govern America. Darren Weeks here, along with Nancy Levant. And the website is governamerica.com. Chock full of important information. That's governamerica.com, updated regularly and on a continual basis. Before the break, we were talking about the fact that the American Civil Liberties Union is filing a lawsuit against the Obama administration about drone use. And in the meantime, we have from Russia Today, planes dropping ammunition, helping to reinforce ISIS. Ladies and gentlemen, we've talked about this in the past. Anytime you're at war with an enemy, if you're really at war with them, first thing you do is cut off the supply line. Why isn't that happening here? RT reports the Islamic State is getting outside help with plane drops, providing ammunition for the terrorist organization, according to an RT Arabic report. Iraqi government soldiers also say this is a recurring theme and that the group is as strong as ever. The battle for Iraq's Anbar province continues to rage despite bombing campaigns from the U.S. and their coalition allies, notwithstanding a big offensive to try to win back territory lost to the so-called Islamic State last summer. Local Iraqi government soldiers say the militant group is still a potent force. RT Arabic correspondent Ashraf Al-Awazi ventured to one of the key battlegrounds in the fight for Anbar, the city of Ramadi, which is the largest settlement in the region and about 110 kilometers west of Iraq's capital, Baghdad. According to the reporter, the Islamic State are looking to consolidate their positions in the city and are attacking it with more intensity since Iraqi government forces launched a campaign to capture Tikrit, a birthplace of the country's former leader, Saddam Hussein. Sniper fire and gunfire, which, by the way, I have to point out, ladies and gentlemen, none of this would be going on in Iraq right now if Dick Cheney, scumbag that he is, George W. Bush and Donald Rumsfeld and all the neocon dirtbags hadn't ousted Saddam Hussein. So there you go. Exporting democracy, ladies and gentlemen. This is what it looks like. Their brand of, quote, democracy. Anyway, sniper fire and gunfire is constant as the Iraqi security forces try to make inroads against the terrorist organization. However, things are not going as easily as planned. The pro-government fighters are up against a well-armed foe who reports to suicide bombers and car bombs packed with explosives. Even though the conflict has been raging for more than 9 months, the Iraqi army confirms the terrorist group isn't running short of soldiers. On the contrary, they have access to a vast array of modern weapons. Where do you think they're getting them from, listeners? And explosives, which are reaching them with continuing frequency. Now, we've got multiple intelligence agencies operating all over the world. And you can't tell me that we can't figure out a way of, you know, how ISIL or ISIS or Islamic State or Daesh or whatever you want to call these people, you can't tell me that they can't figure out where the supply lines are. This is hogwash.
Yeah, we have the greatest military in the world, right?
What'd you say, Nancy?
Oh, I said, yeah, we have the greatest military in the world, right? And we can't figure this out.
We do. But, see, this is the other thing that people need to realize. When you send your sons and daughters off to fight and die in the rich man's war, you need to realize this is a setup situation. The United States is fighting both sides, funding both sides, arming both sides. They want to keep the conflict going. They want to destabilize the Middle East. There is a reason for this. Oh, but I guess I'm just a conspiracy theorist.
Yep.
Not long ago, we saw three planes, they say, which flew toward this area, said a soldier loyal to the Iraqi government. Everyone saw them. One was big and it was flanked by two smaller ones. Boxes were dropped from the plane around 500 meters from the Al-Jarash area of the city. And I've got to take a break. I'll finish this up on the other side and we'll move on to other things, ladies and gentlemen. I think this is important. But anyway, we're at the bottom of the hour. We'll be back in a moment. This is Governed America. Stay with us.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here is what people are saying.
Heart problems were in my family, and I did notice these chest pains occasionally. I decided to try it, and I don't think I'm going to stop for quite a while. Nothing has worked as well as this product has promised to. I've taken, you know, supplements and that sort of thing, and never really noticed a difference.
Well, I turned 60, and when I went into the doctor to get my reports, the lady at the desk, she looked at it, and she says, "Wow." I says, "What's that say?" So she came back and looked at my last check. She says, "Well, you've gone down half on your cholesterol." So she says, "I guess don't do a thing, only what you're doing right now."
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
This is Govern America. GovernAmerica.com is the website. My email address is radio@GovernAmerica.com. Continuing on here, we were talking about the Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant and the commonly referred to as ISIS or just the Islamic State or Daesh, as the State Department has become fond of calling it these days, and how they're getting their weaponry, ladies and gentlemen. There are reports now, in fact, according to this RT report, not long ago, soldier loyal to the Iraqi government says, not long ago we saw 3 planes, everyone saw them, one was big and was flanked by 2 smaller ones, boxes were dropped from the plane around 500 meters from the Al-Jarash area of the city. 3 hours later, ISIS started attacking us. Our ammunition had finished, theirs hadn't, he added. This begs the question, they say, of who is supplying the Islamic State with arms. The terrorist group managed to capture a significant amount of weapons as it swept through Syria and Iraq. Saudi Arabia and Qatar have both been rumored to be helping to arm the Islamic State, claims that have been repeatedly been denied by them. There have been unconfirmed reports that from the Iranian news agency Fars that Britain and the U.S. could be behind the ammunition drops. Oh, perish the thought. a group of Iraqi popular forces known as Al-Hashad and Al-Shabai shot down a U.S. Army helicopter that was carrying weapons for the ISIL in the western part of al-Baghdadi, the al-Baghdadi region, in al-Anbar province in late February, Fars claimed. There also have been unconfirmed reports of U.S. weapons and aid dropped from planes falling into Islamic State hands. An undated video released by the unofficial Islamic State mouthpiece in October showed a jihadist displaying several boxes of munitions with English language markings. During the past week, the Islamic State has hit Ramadi with 150 mortar shells and attacked security forces with 23 car bombings. Faleh al-Issawi, the deputy chief of the Anbar Provincial Council, told Bloomberg. He added that the militants have come up with a new tactic of digging kilometer-long tunnels and planting bombs under strategically important buildings such as the Iraqi Army headquarters. The Iraqi security forces are doing their best to stem the tide of the Islamic State onslaught amid that more military support is needed to take back Anbar. When this will come is anyone's guess, though there are rumors amongst the soldiers who spoke to RT Arabic that more resistance fighters will be sent there as soon as Tikrit is recaptured. Ladies and gentlemen, there's no reason why this needs to continue going on, except that people are getting rich off of it. There are business opportunities, and there are reasons why the other side wants to keep the Middle East destabilized. But the military-industrial complex is a big, big reason. It's a big motivation. In the meantime, we see from the New York Daily News, New Jersey Air Force veteran accused of trying to join ISIS. Feds say this is the latest thing that they're saying, that a number of different people are being recruited. In fact, Marie Harf makes noises to that effect in some of the audio that we're going to be playing from her. I'm going to go ahead and go to this. Marie Harf spoke at the HBCU Foreign Policy Conference. That was held at the State Department, where they bring in a bunch of students and they attempt to get them interested in a career path at the State Department. You know, what's interesting is that even though it is still a formal event, it's kind of a more of a relaxed environment. And I think we get to see Harf being more of herself. For example, she was asked a question about the most challenging foreign policy issue that America faces. Listen to a little bit of what she had to say here.
I think if you look at the Middle East right now, not just ISIL, but a lot of that's ISIL. It's Syria, it's Iraq, it's Libya, which I would put in the Middle East, it's Yemen. It's as unstable as we've seen, I think, certainly since we've been in office, probably, and there's a variety of reasons for that.
Yeah, the main one being that your bosses have worked tirelessly to make it that way.
But it's concerning. If you look across the region, there are a lot of really complicated problems and not a lot of easy answers, mm-hmm. not any easy answers, I would say. So that, I think, is a place where, you know, if you look back at the Arab Spring, the region went through all of these generational. When you're getting rid of dictators who've been there for decades, it stirs up all this generational change that plays out in ways that we're just starting to understand.
When you're getting rid of dictators, that's kind of an interesting way to put it. Shouldn't she have said when they're getting rid of dictators? Anyway, she goes on to talk about Russia.
That's certainly concerning. I think Russia and Russian aggression is something that, you know, my dad was a professor at Ohio State. He was a Soviet specialist, and it was sort of something I grew up with, and then we all thought was changing. But now this is when you have a permanent member of the Security Council sending tanks and troops into a neighboring country. That's pretty extraordinary when you think about it.
Yeah, it's extraordinary. It's extraordinary also that you have the State Department involved pouring money into creating uprisings that facilitate make the need for Russia to feel like they have to do that.
It's pretty aggressive, and I think we're not sure how this is going to end. I think this is a long-term fight, too. And then I'll say two more quick things. One is the notion of violent extremism that Karen brought up is a good one to mention, because in today's world, I always say the internet's a blessing and a curse. I mean, you don't have to go to Afghanistan or Somalia to get trained anymore to be a terrorist. You can go on the internet, watch a bunch of videos, go make a bomb at home and go attack, you know, your local whatever, school, shopping mall.
There you go, Nancy. You don't have to go to Afghanistan to learn how to be a terrorist. Hey, you can get your terrorist training right in the comfort of your living room. Isn't that great?
Now, I want to talk to you kids today about something that I call stranger danger.
Isn't that great? You can get your terrorist training right where you are. Isn't that wonderful? Anyway, back to Harf. She talks about her optimism and the State Department's network. Now, this is kind of interesting. The State Department has a network of young people that they're working to indoctrinate worldwide. This goes into what I was talking earlier about Benjamin Kidd, because I want to do a little bit of a deep dive on this Benjamin Kidd, because I think this is really where we are today, the implementation of the stuff that Benjamin Kidd wanted to enact in our country. This is what she had to say about building the network of young people that would then change our world.
I know I named a bunch of really awful things didn't mean to. But if you look, and the Secretary Kerry's made this point publicly, if you look around the world, fewer people around the world are dying because of disease today. Fewer people around the world are dying today than they ever have because of massive land wars. There are things we have dealt with as a world in the past decades, and we have different challenges now. But we should.
Okay, there's things we've dealt with as a world. I thought we dealt with them as a country, but no, see, this is how these people think now. They don't think in terms of nationhood anymore. They're all globalists.
I can't lose sight of the fact that we have tackled problems before and we can do it again. Mm-hmm. And I do agree. I'm a naturally optimistic person. And President Obama is, if you look at, a lot of our, so we have all these great programs. One is our young African leaders and one is our young Asian leaders, where we are, the State Department and the U.S. government is creating these networks of young leaders in countries throughout Africa and throughout parts of Asia that can learn all these skills and teach us skills and then stay in there, go back to their countries and change their countries and be the next leaders. That's all about the future, right? That's about how you have places that may have terrible governance now, but if you train leaders to do better, maybe in 10 or 20 or 50 years, you won't. And that's how you change these things. It's not overnight. And so all of those things, you know, I think I am optimistic. I think there are tough challenges, though. And look, I mean, I think, you know, our predecessors in these jobs. I mean, can you imagine being in this job during World War II? When, I mean, seriously, think about it, right? The world must have appeared awful, and it was awful then.
Yeah.
But we dealt with that together and we got through it. Right? Now we have different challenges, but we've dealt with this kind of stuff before. We have tools to do that, right?
Yeah, seriously, right? We can totally deal with our problems together, right? Why do I get the impression that we have a college fraternity girl as a spokesman for American diplomacy?
Yeah, we have some challenges, all right. GMO poison food, geoengineering, enforced drugging. No income, no jobs.
And psychopaths in government.
Non-stop global war.
Yeah. Yeah. All of it being engineered, much of it being engineered at the State Department level. State Department has the United Nations mission, the United States mission to the United Nations. There's a connection there. And basically, the United States State Department dictates foreign policy around the world. But did you hear what she said about the department building a network of young leaders to change governments? That's exactly what the communist game plan was for the United States, ladies and gentlemen.
From within, yep.
In fact, as I said earlier, it was Benjamin Kidd, who was an English sociologist who died in 1916. He says, and this is a quote from him, he says, "Give us the young. Give us the young, and we will create a new mind in a new earth in a single generation." There's a gentleman named Carl Tykrib, I think is how you pronounce his name, and he discusses Benjamin Kidd. I want to share a little of what he had to say, because I think this is really important. He says, There are a number of interesting quotes from Benjamin Kidd, a British social philosopher who espoused the idea of social heredity. I've seen Kidd over the years. I've read Kidd over the years. And his book, The Science of Power, is one I've turned to over and over again. Reading it always sends chills down my spine, as Kidd's theories and concepts are visible today in the engineering of a global new civilization. Although Kidd is virtually unknown today, outside of certain academic circles, his work impacted social theorists throughout the early part of the 20th century, and thus he played a role in laying the foundation for our modern push towards social universalism. Social universalism is kind of an interesting term, Nancy. As I think about what social universalism really means, I think what it really means is making everybody the same.
And definitely.
That would really go right in line with what Marie Harf is talking about here, given the fact that she's saying that we indoctrinate, and she didn't use the word indoctrinate, but that's really what she's talking about, indoctrinating young people to then go back to their own home countries and basically morph their country into what the United States State Department wants it to be. Now, to be fair, there are hideous governments out there. There are hideous things that are happening in the world. But should it be our business to intervene, and intrude into every other country? That's really the biggest question that we face today, and what really, I believe, is killing our nation. Because these expensive wars, these expensive endeavors, have bankrupted us, and yet they continue. Now, Carl continues, he says, what strikes me with Kidd is his realization that the collectivizing / integrating society first requires that humanity must become emotionally charged with the ideal, a task he sees as particularly suited to the mind of woman and youth. Now, when I read that, I find it interesting that the United Nations, in all of its documents, talks about promoting the need to promote women and youth in everything, in all aspects of society. And we've seen that through all of the federal government and in other countries as well. And I want to make it clear, I am not against women in powerful positions. I think it's good for women to have careers and jobs, and I'm all in favor of women being paid equally, in parity with men. So please understand that. I'm not arguing against that. But you do have to understand why the other side is promoting you. It's not to do you any good. It's not to do the young people any good. They're doing this because it fits the ideology of Benjamin Kidd. He continues, he says, as the emotion of the ideal builds, political and other cultural institutions will inevitably follow suit. This is the path of integration. Finally, Kidd's worldview was a modification of Darwinian evolution. Survival of the fittest, he criticized, provided the impetus for national racism expressed in force and struggle. Nationalist wars would thus be the logical outcome. Therefore, his Darwinian conception was not one that elevated survival of the fittest with its emphasis on conflict and death, but social evolution with universal integration being the crowning achievement. Now, today, I think we have both. I think we have this social Darwinism, and I also think we have the struggles, the Darwinian evolution with the struggles and the racism. I mean, and all you have to do is see what's being played out, what's being promoted in Ferguson, Missouri, is a perfect example of that. Anyway, in his view, Benjamin Kidd's view, this was the higher ideal of Darwinism. Now, he goes on to provide some quotes, which I think, I don't know if I'm going to read all of them, but I do want to share a few of them. Page 40 of his book that Carl mentions here, it is becoming evident that all of the truth there is in Darwin's great conception may be summed up in a single word, integration. Now, Nancy, how many times have you heard the United Nations and other world leaders talk about integration?
Exactly.
We hear it all the time with regard to the Summit of the Americas. We hear it all the time when the three amigos, the leaders of Mexico, Canada, and the United States get together, and they talk about integrating this and integrating that. So we're living in the age of integration today. We got to take a quick break here, and we'll continue on the other side. Stay with us. Governed America continues here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Please stay put.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. EscapeHarassment.com.
Has your dancing and romancing done gone away? Are you moaning and a-groaning from the stresses of the day? Are you reeling and appealing because a headache's on the way? Well, relax for just a moment. Stress relief is on the way. Of what am I speaking, you ask? The essential oils of long historic use, the wisdom of the ages, the health care of the ancients, frankincense, myrrh, hyssop, and hundreds of others too numerous to mention. What could be more appealing? Do you know that Young Living essential oils has an element of life that makes them extremely effective in body rejuvenation? This element is called vibration, and it works with body systems, not against them. The professionals at Divine Living Oils have tested and been so impressed with this product that we are using them to help others. And who are we? We are health professionals with many years' experience. Trust us, we have seen the good, the bad, and the ugly. Our motto? Because we care about you. Do your health and spirit a great favor. Call us at 304-542-4226. That's 304-542-4226. Again, that's 304-542-4226.
Welcome back to the broadcast. This is Govern America. Nancy Levan is here. I'm Darren Weeks. As we continue here talking about social Darwinism and Benjamin Kidd, the 20th century rather, sociologist whose work, whose philosophy I believe we are living under today. One of the things he said in his book on page 49, and the book again is called The Science of Power. He says, now get this, Nancy, he says, the first principle in the evolution of the social world of civilization lies in the subordination of individuals. The ascending history of the human race is indeed nothing else than the progressive history of the sacrifice of the individual, efficient for himself, to the meaning of that collective efficiency which is being organized in civilization, gradually merging in the universal. So everywhere we see today, ladies and gentlemen, individualism is being suppressed in favor of the collective. This is Benjamin Kidd's philosophy. Page 69, he says, it is the psychic and spiritual forces governing the social integration in which the individual is being subordinated to the universal, which have become the winning forces in evolution. Now, folks, we see this in technocracy, by the way.
Exactly.
This
yes,
whole...
That's exactly what I was thinking. This is transhumanism.
Mm-hmm. And he goes on and talks about science. Page 106, quote, the world can be changed in a brief space of time. Within the lifespan, within the life of a single generation, it can be made to undergo changes so profound, so revolutionary, so permanent, that it would almost appear as if human nature itself has been completely altered in the interval. Now, do we have that today, listeners? Complete change in morality? Complete change in roles? I think we do. The mechanism and the forces, moreover, capable of producing changes in this of this nature already exist in the world. The science of the organization of this mechanism and of the control of these forces is the real science of civilization. He says on page 117, it is in the social integration that man must reach his highest efficiency. The laws of the social integration are psychic in character, and they must, in the nature of things, control the evolution of the human and all its contents. Okay, hold on a second. I want to back up here. The laws of the social integration are psychic in character, he says, and they must, in the nature of things, control the evolution of the human mind and all its contents. I pause here because I want those words to sink in. This is one reason why, ladies and gentlemen, I always say the other side will never win as long as you can have a coherent thought. Winning to them means that they control every aspect of your life, including all the contents of your head, all the contents of your mind. So, you may feel powerless. You may feel like you have nothing that you can do. But if all you can do is wiggle your little pinky in protest against them, they have lost. Got to take the top of the hour break. We'll continue this into the next hour. Stay with us. Governed America continues. Hour number 3 is straight ahead.